Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, other state officials, and hospital executives gathered at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston to send the first electronic medical records over the new network. The governor's own medical records were transmitted to Bay State Medical Center in Springfield.
Clinical document successfully sent.
All right.
Okay. And so we are now turning it back to our friends at Bay State.
Governor Patrick, we have received your medical record. It is now part of Bay State Health's electronic medical record.
Participants at the two locations were connected via video conference, but the electronic medical records were sent over a point-to-point private network. Patrick consented to have his medical records used for the demonstration to instill public confidence in the privacy and security of the system.
It is worth making the point, reminding people that this is a highly secure network. People should have confidence in this network.
Joel Venko, the chief information officer for Bay State, said medical records cannot be shared electronically without a patient's consent.
So absolutely, the systems are built to ensure privacy and security of the patient's record.
Allowing healthcare providers, large and small, anywhere in the state to access a patient's electronic medical records will result in better care, according to Dr. Evan Benjamin, who is Bay State's Senior Vice President of Healthcare Quality.
So we believe that having the exchange of electronic medical records will not only improve the quality of care, but will actually lower cost of care.
The ability by different healthcare providers to share a patient's electronic medical records is also expected to lower costs by eliminating duplication of medical procedures.
Electronic medical records have been created, so health systems around the country have electronic medical records, but really exchanging the information between one proprietary system and another has not been done. So this really is a milestone for us.
The Massachusetts Electronic Medical Records Exchange is the first in the nation funded by the federal government. It was paid for with a $17 million grant from Medicaid and the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The Massachusetts Health Information Highway, as the program is called, was set up by the Massachusetts eHealth Institute, which is part of the Massachusetts Technology Collaborative. It launched Tuesday with fewer than a dozen healthcare providers participating. The Institute's director, Lawrence Stuntz, said the goal is to get 50,000 participants during the next 2 years.
Physicians and other providers will be very interested in using this because it will be much more efficient. And I think patients will demand it because it's more secure and more private than today's system of paper records.
A tiered pricing structure has been set up for access to the exchange. A small medical practice with fewer than 10 providers will pay $5 a month. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.